How old is your first memory? One study suggests the furthest back most people can remember is about age 2.5, but that's most people.
Hi, my name's Rebecca Sharrock. My friends and family call me Becky. I've got a rather unusual and many say interesting life.
Becky's first memory is from when she was just 12 days old. Her parents set her down in the driver's seat of a car for a cute photo. And from that day forward, nearly every single moment of her life, she can't forget.
I have a very rare memory condition called HSAM, which is an acronym for Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory. From the time I was born to now, I'd remember about 85 to 90% of all the things which have happened to me.
I'm Doug Fraser, and this is Curious State.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Becky's HSAM condition is incredibly rare. Only about 80 known cases exist in the world. As she mentioned, the acronym stands for Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory. Autobiographical memories are, as you guessed it, autobiographical. It's the stuff that happened to you. Having HSAM sounds almost like a superpower. And it can be. Like when Becky's mom can't remember if a warranty is expired, or if she needs to recall the exact date of a family event from a decade ago. The downside is that her memories aren't always at her command.
Are you able to conjure up those memories yourself?
Naturally, random ones will just come into my mind, but I can't choose which one when it's random. Reliving negative experiences isn't good at all. And I'm in weekly therapy because of that, because very often I'll be having a day which I'm supposed to be enjoying, and then unexpectedly and uninvitedly, a recollection of a painful experience comes back and it just ruins my day. I call them intrusive memories because they're much like an uninvited dinner guest. I don't want them in my mind. I'm learning to control whenever I get those unexpected recollections. The ways in which I can consciously relive happy memories, I often use scents. For example, I want to relive my 2016 trip to Harry Potter World. For me to experience it to the point where all the emotions come back, I can then think, okay, what sort of scents did I smell in Honey Dukes? I go to my local shop and I can get some essential oils, some peppermint essential oil, and maybe a mixture of others so it can have the smell of the candy and the cakes. So I'll put that scent on a handkerchief so then I can just have it in my bag and then subtly just maybe put the handkerchief to my nose and just smell. And then all of the emotions come back, as well as just the remembering it in a purely mental sense without the emotions attached.
How much of your day would you say is involved in having these memories?
Flashbacks just come involuntarily all the time, and they're a mixture of painful and positive.
With help from a therapist, Becky's getting better at filtering the memories. But at night, her mind still has trouble slowing things down.
I find it hard to fall asleep at night because I just get kept awake by just random flashes of just recollections just flooding through my mind.
For Becky to get some shut-eye, it helps to have a bit of magic.
I find if I can just think, okay, chapter six of the Goblet of Fire, and just recite the book just under my breath out loud, I find I'm asleep, within 5 minutes at the most.
Becky's memory extends beyond waking hours and into the night. She remembers every dream she's had, all the way back to her very first.
I was really scared when I had my first dream, because I didn't understand. I thought I really was being taken away from home. But then when I was 3 years old, I finally had enough language ability to just ask Mum, why do you keep taking us to all of these strange places every night? And Mum just said, we didn't go out last night. And I said, yes, we did. And she said, where did we go? And I said, you took us to a place where we were all fairies and we were flying and there was pixie dust everywhere. And she said, that must have been a dream. And then I asked, what's a dream? They're called dreams. But then I still didn't quite understand. And I asked Mum, well, if you don't take me to those places every night, who does take me? And she says, your mind does. And then for a couple of years afterwards, I thought that mind was a person. So whenever I was in a dream, I'd ask everyone, are you mind? Because Mum told me that your mind's the only one who can wake you up. So if I didn't want to have that dream, I just asked everyone, are you mind? Can you wake me up? Dreaming is such an underappreciated part of our life, because I feel dreaming's very important for our mindset and our psychology, because it teaches us a lot about what's going on inside of us.
Becky's right, and it turns out how she dreams actually provides a major clue to at least one reason for her extraordinary memory.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Becky can't choose what her dreams will be about. However, she has a different kind of fascinating ability. She can exit a dream at will.
But it's good, because if I'm having a dream where someone's chasing me, I can control the dream by just, I squint my eyes and I can just wake myself up by just, or I can just make an escape. But I rarely have nightmares, so that's good, because I can just fix them like that.
As you may have pieced together, Becky's mind has a special connection that most humans don't.
When I was having one of my tests at the University of California with the McGaw and Stark lab, they found that my subconscious and conscious part of my mind are more strongly connected than usual. And they're thinking that could be one reason why I can access my distant past. So quickly, because most of our distant memories are stored in our subconscious. So when I have dreams, the vast majority of them I can control. A doctor, when he, this was before it was known that I have HSAM, the doctor I was seeing when I was a teenager for my autism and for my OCD, he was telling Mum that it was unusual that I could, you know, control my dreams. But then Mum said, I don't think that's unusual, because she meant I as in herself, she says, whenever I've been chased, I can just cut a door through a wall and just escape. And then the doctor looked at her and said, I think this is genetic, because that's not normal either.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing.
For many years, I didn't believe that I personally had anything interesting about me. But now I've learned that I did.
Becky keeps a calendar in her room, and she says she always will. Without it, she fears she could misremember days. Her memories run the risk of mixing together, creating colors that never existed, or worse, losing memories entirely. It's common for people like Becky to test the recall of past events. Remembering becomes part of their identity. Without her memory, Becky wouldn't feel like herself.
What does it mean for you to have such easy access to all of these good memories?
I feel I'm very lucky that I have access to reliving all of those positive emotions, because not many people my age now can still re-experience that childlike excitement of birthdays or Christmases. My birthday is a public holiday to me. To me, December the 11th is is my favorite day and date in the entire calendar. It's just a day where I can just enjoy getting attention from my family. And because I have such a big family, I often end up with lots of gifts. So
you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Becky's mind presents incredible connections between the conscious and subconscious parts of the brain. Instead of two bodies of water mainly divided, hers is an open ocean. When you live a life so rare, so unlike others around you, it's difficult to feel understood. You can feel like an outcast to friends and just some outlier to scientists. With each new HSAM study, that gap in knowledge inches closer. They're helping the world better understand Becky, and helping Becky better understand herself. Becky has an upcoming book that isn't available for pre-order just yet, so be on the lookout for that. It's called My Life is a Puzzle. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, email me at curious@quickanddirtytips.com. If you prefer talking over typing, leave me a voicemail at 757-541-8471. For more information about the show and where you can find us across the internet, check out our show notes or visit quickanddirtytips.com. Special thanks to the Quick and Dirty Tips team, Adam Cecil, our audience development and podcast manager, Morgan Christensen, podcast and advertising operations specialist, Holly Hutchings, our digital operations specialist, Davina Tomlin, marketing and publicity assistant, and our trusty intern, Brendan Fika. Curious State is hosted and produced by me, Doug Fraser, for the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, which is a division of Macmillan Publishers, in partnership with Mignon Fogarty, Inc. Until next time, stay curious.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.